On the 29th day of their journey, Quill Goldman, Rich Burns, and Dylan Davenport of British Columbia rang the large gold finishing bell in Ketchikan's harbor. They were tired, but happy and looking forward to some much-needed rest. Tad Roberts of Canada designed the uniquely environmentally friendly boat, while the full crew helped to build it using low petroleum materials like plant-based epoxy and water-based enamel. Goldman says it wasn't the materials or the design that slowed them down.
I thought we were going to win at the start. I had maybe had some doubts when we got to Port Townsend and saw the other boats, but well, we got stuck on Gabriola there for 2 days. Too windy. It was 30 knots, and really 25 is pretty much our maximum comfort.
Once the crew knew they likely wouldn't be the $10,000 winners, they opted instead to take their time and enjoy the scenery. Unfortunately, that meant 28 nights spent on rocks, docks, and driftwood. Dylan says that was one of the hardest parts, literally.
We build like a nest out of driftwood or stuff like that, you know. Every morning I woke up with grass sticking out of my hair. We slept on docks, we slept in city parks, we slept front lawn in shearwater. Yeah, we slept all over the place.
Goldman says if there's a next time, sleeping arrangements would probably change. The three packed very little camping gear aboard the 5.8 by 19-foot vessel and had little room on deck for anything but supplies. Originally, Dylan says they planned for a 1 or 2 week trip up the coast, 3 at most. But as the trip grew longer into week 4, there were plenty of little things to keep it interesting, like losing a rudder, for which they did have a spare, and losing a satellite phone, for which they had to find and buy a spare. All three say they would likely do it again, though maybe not for a little while. No word yet on if there will be a second race to Alaska next year, but now the adventure is over, Team Barefoot Wooden Boats says their priorities lie with food and cleaning off.
Shower.
And all those meals that we talked about.
Some delicious nachos. Where's the best pub? Biggest nachos.
Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.